Christ is risen. Christos Anesti. God's love and grace and blessings be with all of you on this, the Sunday of St. Thomas. We hear in our gospel passage today Thomas's words when he was not amongst the other 10 disciples. Judas, of course, had gone to hang himself. There were 11 remaining. And the inner circle, there was a larger outer circle of about 70, including his mother, the myrrh-bearing women, and others. But they were all gathered in Jerusalem on the eve of his resurrection. Thomas, however, was not with them. And so after Jesus had appeared to them, and they shared with Thomas the great news of this appearing, Thomas said, "Unless I place my hand in his side and put my hand in the mark of his nails, I will not believe." So on the eighth day, this following Sunday, the first Lord's Day, Thomas was with the disciples, again in an upper room, and Jesus appeared to him, to them all, and he entered into the room and he said, "Thomas, come and put your hand in my side and see the mark of my nails, and do not be disbelieving, but believing." And his response was, "My Lord and my God." No mistake about that, people. Not my Lord and only the Son of God, or not my Lord and a good and incredible man who has lived a godly life. My Lord and my God. And the response of Jesus was, "You believe because you see. Blessed are those who do not believe, who do not see and yet believe." And I don't know about you, but I haven't personally seen Jesus. So our understanding is this is a reference to all following generations, even 2,000 years later. Blessed are those of you who have not seen and yet believe. This indeed is our Lord and our God. The God of resurrection, the God of life, the God of divine and life-giving presence, a God of the living and not of the dead. Yesterday we had an absolute, completely full church for the funeral of Dr. Dino Pappas. Dino is 44 years old, a good friend to many, and here, Sandra Pappas' son, Myrna Pappas' husband, Peter and Theodora Pappas' brother, Cumbado for Deacon John, his best man, baptized his youngest son, Joey. The church was absolutely packed. It took 2 hours for us to go and for people to come by and greet him and the family before going to the cemetery. At about 2 in the morning, I got a phone call from our nieces, Jordan and Zoe Christopoulos, and their mother, Nancy, our sister-in-law, fell asleep in the Lord at 2 in the morning, 59 years old. So, in the world where death, pain, suffering are too much of a reality, my dear people, God is a God of the living, not of the dead. My dear people, our Lord Jesus is our Lord and our God. His death on the cross is as real as his glorious and life-giving resurrection. His eternal life as the second person of the Trinity, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, co-eternal in nature, one in essence, is as real, even more so, than you and I being here today. Because the reality is that each and every one of us in this phase of life will not be here forever. And yet through Christ, through the new Passover, the new Pascha, we have that incredible opportunity And I know in my heart of hearts that Dino, Nancy, our loved ones, are in the loving embrace of our risen Lord. This is our God, the God of hope. This is our God. What great a God is our God? What so great of God is our God? The God who is above all. This is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is God the Father. This is God the Holy Spirit. We commemorate today also the feast day of St. George. I think I'll just do an off the top of my head estimate. There's probably living today about 400, now let me say this, about 98 million Georges or Georges or Georgias in the world from all different walks of life, in Orthodoxy, as well as in the Western Christian tradition as well. And this is your feast day. I think last year on our parish council, out of our 15 members of our parish council, five members were Georges, right? We had one-third of our parish council that were Georges. With that in mind, Koronia Pala, and many years to all of you. My own special father of blessed memory was a George, and I know that he celebrates in the reality of the resurrection in that life above with our loving Lord. So, in the midst of the realities of pain and suffering and sorrow and, yes, death, our God is risen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the God of living, not the God of the dead. Through his powerful and life-giving divine presence, through the powerful prayers of St. George, the trophy bearer, Tropeophoros, through the intercessory prayers of the Panagia, the Virgin Mary, St. Catherine, and all of our saints, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Christ is risen. Would you all rise, please?